Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, June 19th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Baltimore, Maryland. Let's start with an old friend here, SQL Injection. We have been reporting about this for a few years now. The exploits always look the same way. They're essentially enumerating via SQL injection all user-defined tables that have columns of type varchar and then go ahead and modify the data in these tables. One particular popular version of this exploit was known as the Lizamoon exploit because of the name of the URL it inserted. Well, one sort of high-profile victim of this particular campaign just came to light. A company called CareFusion, which provides medical equipment like respirators and such that typically keep people alive, had its website compromised. Now, that's not bad enough. It went undetected for at least 2 months. In the end, it wasn't detected by the company itself, but by a researcher who went to the site and was prevented from downloading a firmware upgrade for this particular kind of equipment because Google Safe Browsing prevented the researcher from actually connecting to the site. He then notified the company to have it eventually cleaned up. Now, this is a very basic vulnerability. Many other exploits have targeted this particular vulnerability. So while this one vulnerability was discovered, or this one exploit was discovered, there's no telling how many prior generations of this particular issue targeted this website. Sadly, we have seen this a couple times where these important websites, an important website to me is a website from which people download critical software. I've seen it a few years back in the financial industry where a software distribution website was compromised in a similar way. So these issues keep coming up where these trusted repositories of software get compromised. Important, sort of, you know, again, defense in depth kind of countermeasures, try to sign software. In these cases, it may not be sufficient to just post a SHA-1, SHA-256, SHA-512, or whatever kind of checksum on the site, because an attacker being able to modify content on the site, like the binary being offered on the website, may also be able to modify those checksums. So a digital signature created using a private key that's not stored on the same server, that's stored offline, is probably a good countermeasure in this case. Then we got an interesting issue with some recent Intel processors. These Intel processors implement a certain sysret behavior that the operating systems have a hard time implementing correctly. Now, there's some finger pointing going on here. According to some of the people involved with operating systems, it actually sort of a bug in Intel's implementation of this feature. However, Intel says it works just as the documentation says it works. So as a result, don't expect a patch from Intel, but various operating system providers and virtualization providers in particular have provided patches for that. For example, Microsoft recently, this is one of the issues they patched in MS-12-042, but we also had patches before that for Xen, for FreeBSD, and for Linux. If this feature is used incorrectly, it essentially leads to a privilege escalation attack where a random user may take full control of the system. And the SUSE malware is taking more of a hold of the Android platform. You have more fake Android apps that turn out to then be related to the SUSE malware. This latest version is calling itself the Android Security Suite Premium, and its real goal is just to intercept SMS messages and forward them to command and control servers that can then be used to, for example, bypass two-factor authentication that uses SMS messages. And then Imperva is reporting about a captcha breaking being used for ID theft. Now, what this is really about is there are some government sites, in order to request information from the government site, really use weak authentication, but try to shore it up via captchas. Captchas in themselves are not a security or an authentication mechanism. The only thing captchas typically do with automated attacks are they slow them down. And if you still have a captcha breaking rate of even as low as 1 in 10, 1 in 20, if you're able to bypass an authentication mechanism just by breaking a captcha, you probably should fix the authentication mechanism and not necessarily just pick a stronger captchas. This is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.